views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
It is Tuesday, March 25th, 2014, number 72 since being in the YNTS studio. Welcome to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show. We are currently airing on Itcher Radio, Route 1 Radio, BestAfterDark.com, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, and Audio Graded. Our toll-free number, 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. Tweet me at AndrewTreeGeo. Spell it correctly. Email YoAndrew at YoAndrewNTS.com. Website www.YoAndrewNTS.com. Don't be left behind. End of the month. You're listening to us. And after a long weekend, it's always good to share it with you guys. Welcome to another Yo Andrew News Talk Show, Tuesday night. Always good you're sharing it with me. I feel lately I've been doing a lot of good, and I see a lot of good coming back to me. So I hope everyone else is feeling that way, and I hope you are relaxed and taking a few deep breaths. I know we all want... We all want to just get out and enjoy ourselves. Sometimes we can't. It comes and goes. Howard Forrest, our phone screener. Mary Claire Siniskowski, my producer. Moon Summer, my voiceover personality. My father, spectating as always, Teddy Giordano. And I'm your host, Yo Andrew. Welcome to the program. I want to get into truly weird stories because it's the end of the month. And when it's the end of the month, that's when we begin with stories. Stories that are so weird, out of the ordinary, but they end up hitting news and people end up reading it, sharing it on social networks and such. And if it's your first time listening to the program, that's what we always do at the end of the month. Truly weird stories, box office numbers coming up next, starting us off with our box office numbers is our guest, Larry Stone. Speaking about the brand new movie Noah coming into theaters this Friday. So if you're a fan of Noah or interested in New Testament and the stories of it, this might be a guest you would enjoy. Next hour, we usually play main headlines. We're going to instead play back our interview with Jill Fursek. We are ending off Endometriosis Awareness Month. So what I want to do is replay Jill, the CEO and co-founder of Endo Warriors, so you'll be able to contact her and maybe even donate. It's still the month, and even when the month is over, we want you to contact us, and we want you to find out, okay, how can we donate? And that's what we want from you. And we are very excited this weekend to post and announce how much money we've made and what we're going to do with that money. We usually do open phone calls. It's your turn. You're the audience. Instead, while we're still replaying Joe Fursek, we are going to allow you to email, Facebook, tweet us, and we will be glad to tweet you while the interview is being played back throughout the second hour. So we want you to tweet me at AndrewTreeGeo. I want you to Facebook me, facebook.com/ YoAndrewNTS, and I want you to Instagram, take a picture, snapshot, maybe even a selfie. Why not? Selfies are good. So I want you to do all that for me in the next hour. And, of course, our sound clip of wisdom to end off the whole month. Well, let's start off with truly weird stories. And I got two stories that are funny and weird. And then the last story, my third story, I will share with you. It's weird, but it does bring on a conversation. So we really don't go too weird. But we do have a good conversation. So here's the first truly weird story I have. We have it right over here. Here it is. A New Jersey customer, and her name is Hakira Cochran. She went in on a Friday, do her nails, long week, got to get the nails looking nice. I understand. We all got moms. We all got siblings. Got to get the nails done. In my situation, I have to cut them now and then. I don't want to get into me, though. She's 29 years old. Like I said, she's in New Jersey. And according to police, this young girl walked into the salon where she once was and began shouting at them, screaming and yelling. Now, why was she screaming and why was she yelling? She was yelling because of a broken nail. Apparently, she got very angry that one nail broke. Nails break. Your nail's going to break. Believe me, I have broken nails now and then, but I know the reaction. I know the feeling. So what did this young girl do? Well, she grabbed a bottle of nail polish remover and squirted the liquid into the eyes and mouths of two workers. Now, this is according to the criminal complaint, and it goes on. The victims were later treated at the scene by emergency medical personnel for exposure to a deadly weapon. That's the spray bottle. Apparently, the spray bottle is being identified as a deadly weapon. Interesting, right? Spray bottle, we all know what it is. It removes the paint. It removes the design off the nail. Spring's coming up, for example. You might have a little summer design where you want to wipe it off and you want to put a new one. Apparently, she used it. Now, she lives in Bridgetown, New Jersey, where the salon was located. She was arrested for aggravated assault and possession of a weapon for an unlawful purpose. So she was arrested for what she did. And apparently, what makes it a truly weird story is not the reaction of what this young girl did in the salon, was how the weapon she used, a spray bottle to remove paint off of a nail polish removal, was actually considered a deadly weapon. Now, what do you think of a deadly weapon is? A deadly weapon is something that harms someone else around you in a particular area. Now, again, nail polish removal is not considered to be used as a weapon. It's considered to be used for a situation where you clean nails off and you end up getting a new design. But apparently, what I learned from this story, how truly weird it was, is you can take anything you want. And if you take a flower or you take a water gun, if you remember, we did speak about a story of a young man, a boyfriend, who his girlfriend got arrested for, you know, squirting a water gun. It looks like even though the weapon is not created to intend to hurt someone, if it is properly used to harm someone, it will be considered a weapon. And you might be arrested for aggravated assault and possession of a weapon, especially in this situation. Let's move on to our second story. And this one's an interesting one and also got some humor also. So let's move on to our next story. I really like this story. A little bit weird, yet, of course, it is sad. But I'll tell you the conclusion of it. A Mississippi man, it was last month. Again, this story was reported by Reuters, and my apologies. The story before that was reported by thesmokinggun.com that has some crazy weird stories now and then. This story that we're talking about, reported by Reuters. A Mississippi man pronounced dead last month. He was put in a body bag only to come alive just before embalming and now died, a coroner said on Thursday. His name was Walter William. He was 78, and around 1 a.m. local time in Lexington, Mississippi, 2 weeks after shocking people, apparently in his funeral home, he started breathing and kicking, declared dead. Holmes County Coroner Dex Howard. That's what he said. Walter Williams Young, this man who passed away, his nephew quoted saying, "I think he's gone this time." And that's what he told a local television news station. Hospital officials said Williams appeared to have been suffering from severe hypoglycemia or low blood sugar. That condition combined with the medications would have made it difficult to find a pulse that may have put him in such a deep sleep that it appeared he had died. So it really interests me how we might actually think someone, because of a reaction of a medication or a disorder they might have, gives the impression that someone might be dead, but at the end of it, they're alive. 2 weeks later, so maybe he was in a coma. He was out. His body was completely shut down for 2 weeks and then come back alive again. I also noticed sometimes we think someone is dead, and when you go to touch him, and apparently maybe someone that person's been so close to becomes alive also. If you remember the episode of Friends, when Ross and Phoebe goes to say goodbye to their Nana, and she comes up alive, and the nurse comes in, and she says, "Well, this rarely happens. I don't know how, you know, truthful Friends is, and is the example bringing our case, but it is truly weird, yet it is sad that when you thought someone you loved died, comes back one more time, maybe it's destiny. Maybe it's God telling us a sign." My last truly weird story here at the end of the month, Yo Andrew News Talk Show. If you're just joining us, we're talking about truly weird stories here. Some of them are funny and some of them are interesting. Usually I don't pick the more fascinating stories, but when my crew members comes and joins me, they tend to pick the funniest ones and throw my stories out the window. This is more of a serious story, yet it did claim to be truly weird. Reported by Baltimore CBS Local, a 81-year-old great-grandmother was jailed for 2 days because of pet violation. This young 81-year-old lady, her name is Gigi Barnett. It was a year ago where she was fined for a violation of not properly taking care of her dogs. She, again, has gotten older. She's a cancer survivor. Was then arrested after not paying these fines. And the fines were $7,000. And again, the agency, we got the name, well, we don't know that. The agency, they don't even give me an agency name here. Okay, well, there was an agency, and they told her, "We're going to slap you with a fine, or we're going to put you into jail." Now, this is an 81-year-old lady, who, again, she can't pay the fines, you know, times are tough, and we always see the issue, and that's what I like about this story, the issue of how senior citizens are actually having a harder time, that they are actually creating a new circle of poverty here in the United States. And this story really brings that out there. She was jailed for 2 days. She quoted that she was never have a crime, not even a, she said that she never had a crime. She never been fingerprinted before, but she was booked. She was fingerprinted and issued a stripped jumpsuit. She wanted to see a judge in a cell without her cancer medication. "I sort of clutched my Bible and I was crying and went to sleep. Now, her defense attorney asked the judge to let the senior citizen go. She had no previous criminal history, and she was in failing history. The judge said no and ordered her to pay a $2,500 bail. And if she was able to pay and get out, then no animals would be allowed back on her property. So again, she had no intention of harming her dogs, according to the story. Apparently, the judge didn't think that way and thought, like maybe I think, we really don't know the woman. I know here in my community, there are some people who are pretty low and are pretty trashy. And if a story like this gets out in the news because of the age, we might look at it differently. But some of us feel, well, we have to really say to ourselves, who is this young lady? And can we trust that she is properly, you know, trying to do the right thing, but because of her age and because of her condition, we can't seem to forget about this and to ignore this. And that's why someone has posted up a petition, and we all know the website very well, change.org. And as of right now, 3,534 supporters have signed this petition, and she only needs 1,466 to go. And we're planning to put this petition on yoandrewnts.com if you choose to sign it. I chose this truly weird story last because it does bring up the issue that I do want to get into next month. And I'm going to write it down right here because I feel I say I want to do things and I forget about it. So I'm going to write that down right here. Right there. Because I feel we see many struggles and we see a large poverty of senior citizens. So it's hard. The retirement checks, the Social Security, the Medicaid money that is, you know, granted to the American citizen for 45, 50 years, and money that's become saved up has now becoming scarce and now becoming less and less. And it's getting hard when everything is going up and the economy is still struggling, not just for young people, not for middle class families, but for senior citizens. That's my truly rich stories for you. When I come back on the program, I speak with Larry Stone, Bible expert, giving us a story of Noah and the movie that has become popular because of what's actually showing. It's actually criticism, not popularity. I'll be right back.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-YNTS. 9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
What is endometriosis? Where does it come from? How do you get it? All of these questions will be answered this month, because it's Endometriosis Awareness Month. Endometriosis is a female health disorder. 176 million women have endometriosis. That's 1 out of 100. We here on the program this month are doing something. We have teamed up with organizations like Knockout Endo and Endo Warriors to try to fight and knock out endometriosis. Anytime I post something on our Radio Life page, my personal Facebook page, Twitter feed, Instagram feed, that's endometriosis related, when you comment, retweet, like, favorite, $1 will go to endometriosis awareness. When you call in this program, $1 will go to endometriosis awareness. The fact is, there is no known cause or cure. Let's change that. Let's make 1 out of 100 to 0 out of 100. Get up. Join us. Aware, educate, and knock out endometriosis. This Endometriosis Awareness Month.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at
If diabetes has you at the corner of a lot to figure out and a little help would be nice, you can count on Walgreens. With 24/7
turning round MVP takes determination. So will getting into college. I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ag Council.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hands can do incredible things. This is the sound of two hands helping to save a life. It's called hands-only CPR, and it's recommended by the American Heart Association. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life. For more information on this latest method of CPR, visit handsonlycpr.org today. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Saving energy saves you money. You switch to Energy Star light bulbs, install Energy Star appliances, or add extra insulation. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden...
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the 5 signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
Don't wait. Call 911 immediately.
Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Inviting the Democrats.
We know that the nation that goes all in on innovation today will own the global economy tomorrow.
And the Republicans to the conversation.
And all the president said, if we pass this law, health care costs will go down. Well, now we find out that health care costs are going up for most Americans.
You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
Welcome back to the O. Andrew News Talk Show. Really glad for you to be with me. It is the end of the month, and you know we are going to be sharing our truly weird stories for you. We already did, actually. Now we move into box office numbers. And you know I love box office numbers, and I love to go to the movies this past weekend. Before we get to that, though, there's a brand new movie coming out this Friday, and it's called Noah. We all know the story Noah from the New Testament, the young man who God said all earth, all planet will be punished, and a major flood will be coming. Build an ark, 2 animals of each will go on to this ark and then float away. A 20-minute story, apparently, in this Bible. But joining me now here on the radio program to figure out what this story is all about and why this movie Noah, coming out this Friday into theaters everywhere, is getting so much criticism and, if anything, being banned, let me introduce him. He is a Bible scholar. He's the author of the books Noah, The Real Story, The Story of the Bible, and Woman of the Bible. The Story of the Bible was a finalist for both the ECPA Christian Book Award and Retailer's Choice Award, and named one of the 10 best Christian books of the year by Assist News Service. He's appeared on In the Market with Janet Parshall, The Janet Murford Show, The Bob Dutko Show, Chris Fabry Live, Cornerstone Television, and now the O'Angelo News Talk Show. Check that off. He's Larry Stone. He's on my phone line. Larry, welcome to the O'Angelo News Talk Show.
Well, thank you, Andrew. It's great to be here.
Larry, this Friday, Noah's coming to theaters, and many are going to go and watch it, and many might not watch it. What we've been seeing, though, is a lot of criticism. So first I want to ask you, what is the movie Noah about, and what kind of criticism is coming from this film?
The movie Noah follows pretty closely the general outlines of the Noah story in the Bible. Now, part of the deal is, in the Bible, it's only a couple of chapters long. But basically, God looks down on the earth and finds that the mankind is rampant with wickedness. There's evil, there's lawlessness, there's violence, there's sexual immorality, and he repents that he made mankind. And so he says, because of the evilness that I see in human beings, I'm going to destroy the earth and with a flood. But he finds one righteous man, Noah, and tells Noah to build an ark 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, 45 feet high, for the saving of himself, his family, and two each of all the animals after their kind. There's a little bit of an exception. Some of the clean animals, he wanted Noah to bring seven of them. So Noah builds the ark, and then God sends a flood, brings the animals to the ark, and everything else is destroyed. Then, after about a year, and they're on the ark for that long, according to the Bible, Noah sends out a bird to see if it will, the land is there yet. And the bird comes back, he sends it out again, and finally the dove comes back with an olive branch, and the ark settles on the mountains of Ararat. And from there, Noah and the animals and his family get off the ark. There's a little bit of a dark story in the Bible after that. Noah builds plants a vineyard, makes grapes, and makes wine, and becomes drunk. And his two sons go in backwards and cover him over after Ham, one of his sons, actually sees his nakedness. That's the basic story in the Bible, and the movie follows that fairly carefully with a number of differences.
So what are some of these differences?
Yeah. The big difference is that in the Bible, the evilness is considered to be sexual immorality, corruption, violence, widespread lawlessness, people just turning their back on God. In the movie, however, that wickedness or evil is said to be an environmental disrespect. And so the landscape that's pictured in the movie is one of barrenness. The trees are dead. There's like you're sitting out in the middle of a desert, and the evil people are actually killing the animals. So it's a very environmental movie. In fact, Darren Aronofsky says, that who made the movie, that Noah is the first environmentalist.
So
Another interesting difference is there's an interesting little four verses in the Noah story in the Bible about what's called Nephilim, or giants. And the Bible doesn't tell us a whole lot about it, and biblical scholars don't agree with what all that means. But Darren Aronofsky takes that and creates these giants, 11 feet tall, with six arms each, almost like they're out of a graphic novel. I mean, they're really quite spectacular if you're into graphic novels and comic books. Those are in the movies, too. But if that's not part of your culture, that is, graphic novels aren't, you'll be a little shocked by what you see there.
Larry, is it true in the Bible the story of Noah is about 15, 20 minutes? So because the story is so short, when they created this movie, you know, you had to fill up 2.5 hours... It's going to drag on. Is that true?
There is some truth to that, yes. I mean, in the Bible, Noah and his family get on the ark, and they're there for a year with the animals. Yeah, how do you make it exciting, them sitting there playing Monopoly or whatever they did? So instead, what Darren Aronofsky does is he creates some dramatic tension, and there's no question that this movie's a great adventure. The Noah's evil counterpart, Tubal Cain, gets on the ark. This isn't in the Bible, it's in the movie. And so Noah and Tubal Cain have this fight to the death on the roof of the ark during the flood. Again, it's not in the Bible at all, but it is in the movie, and it makes for a great adventure.
Oh, well, I can imagine. And then you got to have blood, and you got to have 10 to 15 different camera shots blinking in your eyes. And that's
exactly.
why, and that's what many Christian organizations here in the United States is having a problem with this. And we already see one group already coming out on the offense and banning this movie. We see the group, what was the group? I had it here. Oh, yeah, it's the UAE, the United Arab Emirates. They have said that they want to ban this movie. They don't want this movie to be shown because it goes against Islam and it goes against what the story was truly about. Do you believe, Larry, that the movie should be banned? I don't think so.
Well, there's a much narrower reason why the United Arab Emirates or any Muslim nation is wanting to ban the movie, and they have a prohibition against picturing any of their prophets.
Okay.
And see, Noah is a Muslim prophet, as just as he is respected and honored in the Christian religion and the Jewish religion. But the Muslims say that any prophets should not be pictured, and so that's the, as I said, very narrow reason why they want to ban the movie. And in fact, the Noah story, in some just a little bit more detail, is told in the Quran as well. And so if you want to read the Quran, you can pick up a few other details that may not be in the Bible.
And I think when you ban something, what you're doing is banning the education. You and me right now here in the program is speaking about the story. So when you go in and watch the movie, if you choose to, you would have an understanding on what really happened, and then you'll be able to feel the excitement on what Paramount Pictures and what the actors and actresses in Noah is doing, their job, being actors, actresses, entertaining you with a real story, you know, based on a true story, while throwing some blood and some lightning and some graphic effects into it. I don't think those should be banned, because what you're doing is you're now taking away the story of Noah, and now you're not teaching anyone what really happened. So how are we supposed to make arguments? How are we supposed to have a conversation about the Bible and about this story?
Well, actually, Andrew, that's exactly why I wrote the book, Noah, the Real Story.
Yeah.
Because I figure after people start watching the movie, and I think they will be watching it, they're going to be standing around saying, what is it that the Bible says about that? And how did the real Noah get all those animals on the ark? And was the flood a universal flood? And is there really an ark still on Ararat today? Because Mount Ararat is over in eastern Turkey. And so the reason I wrote the book is to try to give all the range of things that there are, all the questions, and discuss the questions and the issues about the Noah story. And so that's why Noah, the Real Story, will give you that background. But if you want to go see the movie, one of the really interesting ways to do it is the way some of the people in my church are doing it. They're getting together, and they're going to go see the movie, and then they're going to go over to somebody's house afterwards, have a little something to eat, and talk about the movie. And I think that's a great idea.
I think it
is. In fact, on the website, www.noahtherealstory.com, I put a guide, a discussion guide for the movie. So if you want to do that, you don't have to, but if you want to do that, here's some questions and answers that you and your friends can talk about.
I think it's a great idea, and for anyone who is interested in the Bible or just interested in speaking about film and movie, imagine these different minds coming together. And that's why we can't ban this movie. I mean, you can't ban this movie. You can turn it down if you feel it's not going to make money, because that's Hollywood. It's a business. That's what this movie's all about. But if you want to have a conversation about it, I don't see anything wrong with that. We are speaking with Bible scholar Larry Stone. He's also the author of Noah, the Real Story, the Story of the Bible, and Woman of the Bible. I want to get into more depth now, Larry, about Noah and what really happened. So Noah, you know, picked two animals and brought them onto this ark. And then, of course, that's when the great flood came in. What animals were chosen, and what animals weren't chosen?
Well, God said to bring two animals, each, male and female, after their kind. Now, one of the big questions people ask is, how did Noah get the animals to the ark? And it's sort of a non-answer, but what the Bible says is God brought them. Noah didn't go get them. God brought the animals to the ark. And that's one of the really interesting things about the movie. Where Noah is building the ark in the movie, a spring comes up out of the ground, water. And this is a barren landscape. You remember I mentioned that it's like a desert. And this water becomes a river, and it flows throughout the whole world. And the animals, two by two, then follow the river to the ark. So it's, in that one little respect, the movie is very, it's interpretive, but it's very faithful to what the Bible says that God brought them. How many animals were on the ark? Well, it all depends on what you think the Bible means by after their kind. And if you think it means species, well, good golly, there's 3 to 30 million different species, and so that would be millions and millions of animals that, quite frankly, wouldn't fit on even an ark the size of what it says in the Bible. If, however, it's genus, and that's a bunch of different species form a genus, then it doesn't have to be quite so many, and if it's a family, it only has to be several thousand animals. So the generally accepted number among people who think about these things is probably Noah had about 16,000 animals on the ark. He didn't have to bring a dachshund and a beagle and a schnauzer. He just had to bring a pair of animals that represented the dog family.
We already mentioned that the story of Noah is 15, 20 minutes long. Again, God chose the animals to come into the ark. The great flood's coming, punishing. And then, of course, that's when the flood came and the ark floated. What actually happened after the story ends? I mean, where does the ark go? Where does Noah go? What is the rest of Noah's life entail besides this very, very significant story in the Bible?
Well, the Bible doesn't tell us a lot about that.
Okay.
It says that the ark came to rest on the mountains of Ararat. Now, the mountains of Ararat actually is a range going from eastern Turkey over to northern Iran. And originally, some people think that the ark came to rest on a mountain called Mount Judi in the very southern part of Turkey. But about 1,000, 1,500 years ago, the attention changed from Mount Judi to a much bigger mountain about 200 miles to the north named Mount Ararat. And the people that go and search for the ark today tend to go to Mount Ararat in the far eastern stretches of eastern Turkey. And there is a town there in Armenia, I'm sorry, I can't say the name of it, simply because I can't pronounce it, that's there is a tomb of Noah there, and there is a vineyard that the Armenians that live there say is descended from the original vineyard that Noah planted. The only story that's in the Bible after the Noah and the animals come off the ark is that Noah built an altar, worshipped God, and then this dark, dark story of his getting drunk and cursing Ham, his son, the descendants of Ham, actually. But Noah lived for another, perhaps about 350 years after the ark, and virtually nothing is told of his life.
So do we have an idea on where Noah might be buried or where he might have died?
Well, he would have died in Armenia and be buried there. Now, there's also, I mentioned this Mount Judi, there is a Turkish town near there where also there is a tomb of Noah. So we don't know for sure where Noah is buried.
Right now we are speaking with Bible scholar Larry Stone. He also wrote the literature's Noah, the Real Story, the Story of the Bible, and Woman of the Bible. Larry, I want to ask you one more question before you leave us tonight. And the question is this. When we think of Christianity and we think of the Bible, you're usually going to hear about Jesus Christ. And then when we see films come out in theaters, you got Passion of the Christ, you got the Ten Commandments coming up, Passover, you got Moses. What makes Noah such an important figure to the Bible? A lot of people don't talk about him much. This movie coming out is pretty significant because it is about Noah and not about other like Abraham and Jesus and Moses. What makes Noah a significant part of the Bible?
Well, there's actually a fascinating answer to that question, and Jesus Christ himself gives that answer. And he draws a parallel between Noah and himself. And he says that at the time of Noah, Noah spent 60 to 80 years building an ark and told people around him that the flood was coming. And nobody believed it. They just kept on doing what they normally do, eating and drinking. They got married. They had families. And when the flood came, it was too late. Noah and his family were on the ark, but everybody else says, oh, maybe there's a flood coming. But at that point, it was too late to get on the ark. Jesus said, you know what? I'm going to come back again. And when I came the first time, it was almost in a disguise as a young baby. When I come back the second time, though, it's going to be in power and glory. And for a couple thousand years, people are going to say, Jesus Christ is coming back. And everybody's going to say, yeah, right. You've been saying that for a long time. And just like in the days of Noah, it could be just carrying on with lives, eating and drinking and having a good time until Christ comes back. And just like Noah, when he comes back, at that point, it's going to be too late to choose to be on his side and get in the ark, if you will. Jesus provides the salvation through the cross that the ark provided for Noah and his family.
Larry Stone, Bible scholar, and you can also check out and purchase one of his books, Noah, the Real Story, the Story of the Bible, and Woman of the Bible. Larry, thanks for coming on the program. Really fascinating conversation. And if I do choose to see Noah in theaters this weekend, at least I'll have a better idea on who Noah was and how much significance he has to the Bible.
Well, thank you, Andrew. I enjoyed it a lot.
Thanks, Larry. Really appreciate it. When I come back on the program, I continue talking about box office numbers, the Muppets movie, how did they do over the weekend, and movies that have been around, how are they doing? All of the best and all of the worst. Don't be left behind, box office freaks. Listening to me, your Andrew Talk Show.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
My name is Dr. Howard Dinowitz. I'm a practicing podiatrist for near 30 years in the borough of Brooklyn. If you come to our office, we're going to take care of a multitude of all the foot problems that can affect your feet. We take care of painful ingrown nails, painful heels, painful arthritic condition, diabetic conditions, running injuries, sports-related injuries, overuse injuries, skin problems, anything that affects the foot from geriatrics to pediatrics and everybody in between. We're going to educate you. We're going to give you the comfort zone in going forward and everything that you need. Our philosophy is to be non-invasive and non-surgical. Anything it takes to educate you, to address the problem, and have you leaving knowing that everything was taken care of, we'll do.
What is endometriosis? Where does it come from? How do you get it? All of these questions will be answered this month because it's Endometriosis Awareness Month. Endometriosis is a female health disorder. 176 million women have endometriosis. That's one out of 100. We here on the program this month are doing something. We have teamed up with organizations like Knockout Endo and Endo Warriors to try to fight and knock out endometriosis. Anytime I post something on our Radio Like page, my personal Facebook page, Twitter feed, Instagram feed, that's endometriosis related. When you comment, retweet, like, favorite, $1 will go to endometriosis awareness. When you call in this program, $1 will go to endometriosis awareness. Fact is, there is no known cause or cure. Let's change that. Let's make 1 out of 100 to 0 out of 100. Get up, join us, aware, educate, and knock out endometriosis this Endometriosis Awareness Month.
Your message lost in the mail. Email us on and off the air with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com.
If diabetes has you at the corner of a lot to figure out and a little help would be nice, you can count on Walgreens. With 24/7...
PP takes determination. So will getting into college. I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ag Council.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hands can do incredible things. This is the sound of two hands helping to save a life. It's called hands-only CPR, and it's recommended by the American Heart Association. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life. For more information on this latest method of CPR, visit handsonlycpr.org today. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Saving energy saves you money. Whether you switch to Energy Star light bulbs, install Energy Star appliances, or add extra insulation. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden...
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the five signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
Don't wait. Call 911 immediately.
Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Hi-ho, Kermit D. Frog here, just stopping by the Yo Andrew News Talk Show to say hello. Hope you're not going anywhere. He's coming back on the air in a few moments, actually. You know, when I taped my first film, it was kind of like this. And, oh, what? Oh, it's time. Okay, sorry, Yo Andrew. Back to the radio program, folks. Don't be left behind. Where has Miss Piggy been, anyway?
The boxed office numbers, and you know, when we do go to the box office numbers, we do go into my favorite website, the-numbers.com. I said it last month, and I'm going to say it again. When are we going to actually bring someone from this website on this program? We have used their website on end of the month since we started this segment a year and a half ago, and we added box office numbers and, you know, doing research and trying to get the best idea on, okay, where do I want to get my numbers from? And then I'm like, okay, here it is. Box office numbers, the-numbers.com. And they got everything from how much money they have made to each theater to how many days they've been in theater. So it's really great to kind of give a gist. I like box office numbers. I like it because movies is a product. And we all love going to the movies. I love going to the movies. Clears my mind. It relaxes me. I eat like a pig. I'm only young once, so I want my popcorn. I want to spend money. I mean, how expensive it is. I guess, it does give jobs. I guess it boosts up the economy. It's amazing how instead of actually screaming and yelling why popcorn is so expensive, I'm just giving excuses how how it's stimulating the economy and making the world a better place to live. That's what I do. I try to make it a better place. Well, we got the box office numbers. We got the weekend numbers. It's good. The two big movies, we all know it's Divergent, Muffet's Most Wanted. Divergent, made by Lionsgate. That was the distributor. Walt Disney, made, of course, by Muffet's Most Wanted. But let's go into Divergent first. And we all know what Divergent is about. It's about a world where people are divided into distinct factions based on human virtues. So if you are a human and you believe in this, well, you'd be in this group. But apparently there is this one young girl named Triss Pryor who is warned she is Divergent. You will never fit into any group. And when she discovers a conspiracy by a faction leader to destroy all Divergents, all these young people who don't fit in, of course, she must learn the truth about the mysterious group. And they, of course, must come together and try to, you know, get rid of this notion. And, of course, trying to save the world. And she must do it before it's too late. I was informed over the weekend this movie is actually based on three books. And we all know what's going to happen. Who are you trying to fool here? This book's going to be huge. We're all going to love it. And then everywhere you go, you're going to see the books. I remember it was Twilight. I walked into Virgin. It was in Manhattan, Union Square. Oh, 2 years ago? Is Virgin still there? God, I hate when I do this to you guys, because then you start screaming at your radio players. Yes, Andrew, Virgin is still in Union Square, you fool. Like, sorry. I actually haven't been in Union Square in forever. One of my favorite places to go to, by the way. If all you young ladies want to take me on a date. Union Square? It's something about it I like. I walked into the store once, and I see all these books, and Twilight. The movie Twilight comes out. Again, I never heard the book, but again, the first movie comes out, and then everyone loves it. And when they all discover there's a book that gives you more information, gives you the whole novel behind it, that's when everyone just ran. Okay, I read the book. So I walked in the store, if it's still there or not, and there's the books sitting there, all three, four of them, however many Twilights they are. A whole bunch of them. Did I read the book? No. Did I have any interest to read the book? No. I'm just making the point here. It's amazing how there are times when the book is popular, then you go to the movie, like Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter. And then you got movies that, yeah, I understand you read the book, but there was a good chunk that did not read the book. So when they watch the movie and they discover there's a book, they all run for it. So if anything, the book is now making more money than it already was. And I think Divergent might be one of them. Divergent, they did very good over the weekend. And again, it looks like a popular book. $54 million opening weekend. $54 million. They were granting $13,874 per theater. And again, right now, because it's their first weekend, they're already making a gross income of $54. And they're probably going, and they were the number one movie over the weekend. So they have definitely started off very well. And like I just said, it was a book. That's why it's doing well. And of course, you're now going to see another one. And you're going to see a third movie. And then they're going to split it up. And it's going to make us all crazy. Because at the end of it, it's going to be nuts. And I have to say to myself, Hunger Games is pretty good also. Muffet's Most Wanted. You know I'm a Muppets fan, and if you tell my brother and I, what's your favorite movie, it's Muppets Take Manhattan. And fun fact for all you guys out there, the Muppets, Kermit the Frog and Piggy, did get married during that movie. They are legally married, if you want to, you know, tell your kids or something. They are married, and they've been married for 30 years. Can you believe it? Piggy and Kermit have been married for 30 years. 30th anniversary. Muppets Take Manhattan was introduced and came out in 1984. And now it's 2014. It's 30 years. So, Kermit, Piggy, congratulations. Muppets Most Wanted. It takes place where, of course, the Muppets gang goes on the supposedly global tour, selling out grand theaters, some in Europe's most exciting destinations. And it makes sense because the last Muppet movie we saw introduced, it was them all coming back together for the first time and opening up the theater. And will the theater make money? And of course, it ends up doing it. So it's kind of a continuation of now that the Muppets, after years and years, is the audience sick of the Muppets? Are they old and worn out? No, they're not. They're on a world tour, and they are great. But then a mayhem follows when a number one international crime caper is headed to Constantine. He's the world's number one criminal and a dead ringer for Kermit because apparently he looks like Kermit. And what he does is he, of course, Kermit the Frog becomes apparently, well, I'm not this guy. I'm not this evil villain called Dominic Number Two Bad Guy. I think it's a great name. I think it's an awesome name. I love it. And then, of course, that's when the whole movie turns. And, you know, I am Dominic Number One Bad Guy. I think it's great. Well, or wait, I think that's a sidekick. Oh, I thought that was the lead villain. Oh. Now, disappointing. I know it's disappointing what I'm going to tell you. And I'm kind of angry about it. It only made $17 million over the weekend. That's the Muppets. Only $17 million? 5,000? That's half of what Divergence was getting. And they've hit just as many theaters as Divergent. I'm really disappointed. And I don't think Walt Disney would be happy about that either, considering the Muppets are supposed to be, easy money. When I come back, instead of main headlines this month, I want to focus on one headline. And that is Endometriosis Awareness Month. I'll be playing back the interview with Jill Fursek, CEO and co-founder of Endo Warriors. You can check her online organization out on Facebook.com/EndoWarriors and on Twitter @EndoWarriors. News break coming up. See you the next hour. End of the month. Don't forget.
Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.